All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called
Radio XU. Tom D here. Welcome back to Radio XU, the podcast that dives deep into rock's rich legacy. Tonight we continue our visit to the Australian underground scene of the late 70s and 80s. We got the ball rolling this evening with the Sydney-based outfit, the Psychotic Turnbuckles, and their track Albuquerque, the opening cut from their 1986 mini LP, Destroy Dull City, issued by Rattlesnake Records. We'll stay in Sydney for our next selection, which features the vocals and guitar work of Mick Blood, recorded in 1985 at Trafalgar Studios and produced by Rob Younger. Here's the Lime Spiders with Out of Control.
We'll be right back. Dream for life in a screen. No money,
Featuring the vocals of a young Nick Cave, that was The Boys Next Door with Sex Crimes. You can find that track on a bootleg collection of rare recordings from 1977 to 1979 called The Lost and Brave Exhibitions of The Boys Next Door, issued on the Il Cane Lento label. This Melbourne-based outfit later went on to greater fame as The Birthday Party. We'll be hearing something from them later in the show. Before that, from Brisbane, it was The Vampire Lovers with their 1983 single Buzzsaw Pop Star, released by Sundown Records. Before The Vampire Lovers, we heard from the Melbourne-based outfit Little Murderers with Take Me, I'm Yours, a 1979 single issued on the Agogo label. And we started that set with The Lime Spiders and Out of Control. You're listening to Radio XU.
drive the special dead back to where they belong.
I wanna be your baby. I wanna be ill. a dropout. 'Cause I'm a dropout.
Was the Beasts of Bourbon. This Sydney-based outfit was something of an Australian indie supergroup, featuring members of The Scientists, Salamander Jim, and Hoodoo Gurus, including Tex Perkins and Kim Salmon. We heard the song Dropout, the opening track of side two of their 1984 debut LP, The Axeman's Jazz. Legend has it that this album was recorded in a single afternoon and required 3 cases of beer and a bottle of scotch. Before that, we heard the Lipstick Killers with Driving the Special Dead, recorded live at Madame Wong's Cafe in Los Angeles in November 1981. That can be found on their 1984 LP, Mesmerizer, released on the Citadel label. This group was founded by former psychosurgeons Mark and David Taylor. Before the Lipstick Killers, we heard the Singles with their debut single, Love of Loves, issued on the Doublethink label in July of 1980. And we began that set with one of the premier Aussie punk bands, X, with their 1984 B-side, Halfway Round the World, issued on their own X Music label. You're listening to Radio XU.
Sure.
That was the Melbourne-based outfit, The Inner Sleeves, with their single End It All, issued on the Citadel label in 1986. This was the group's one and only release. Before that, we heard one of Sydney's earliest punk bands. It was Johnny Dole and the Scabs, with Living Like an Animal. Recorded in 1977, this song went unreleased until 1985, when it appeared on the various artists' compilation Why March When You Can Riot, issued by Aberrant Records. Before the Scabs, it was the Birthday Party with their 1981 single Release the Bats. Originally known as the Boys Next Door, the band moved to England in 1980 and changed their name to the Birthday Party. The group at this time included Mick Harvey, Roland S. Howard, Tracy Pugh, Phil Calvert, and Nick Cave. And we started that set with a Brisbane-based outfit. It was the Riptides with Only Time, the opening track from their mini-LP, Swept Away, issued by Regular Records in 1981. You're still listening to Radio XU.
I've been waiting so long, waiting so long. I've been living so long, living so long. I've been waiting so long, waiting so long. Oh God, I can't go on. Death, take me now. My body's a bag of pus, cancer to the bone.
Yeah. day. Hanging out with her friends. Well, she had flowers, just the way she smiled. So I guess I'll have to ask her. Exactly how she feels. I've got emotion now, but that's the kind that she can feel. When I saw her standing all alone, I just had to take my chance. Well, the girls don't stay that way for too long. And her last kiss keeps going through my mind. I don't want to see you look you, I just want you to say that you're mine. Well, I saw her just the other day, hanging out with her friends. Well, she had style, it's just the way she smiled. So I guess I'll have to ask her. Exactly how she feels. I've got emotion now, but that's the kind that she can feel. When I saw her standing all alone, I just had to take my chance. Well, the girls don't stay that way for too long. And her last kiss keeps going through my mind. I don't wanna see you love you, I just want you to say that you're mine.
from Adelaide, South Australia, that was The Mark of Cain with their 1988 single, Lords of Summer. That one goes out to regular Radio XU listener Alan, who told me he's a big fan of that band. Before The Mark of Cain, it was the Sydney-based power pop outfit The Lonely Hearts with their 1982 single, Last Kiss, issued by Heffernark Records. Before that, from their 1985 EP, Surfin' on My Face, it was the Hard-Ons with Bye Bye Girl. This group formed in 1982 and are still active today. And we started that set with a group that was known as Brisbane's ugliest band. The group that believed the only good gig was one that ended in confrontation with the police. It was the Black Assassins with their song Death Take Me Now, recorded during the fabled 1982 Sunshine Studio session. 13 songs captured in 12 hours of tequila-induced rage. You can find that track on the Black Assassins' Greatest Hits LP, self-released by the band in 2005. Well, my friends, that's just about it for another episode of Radio XU. I hope you enjoyed tonight's musical selections. If you'd like to see the playlist of tonight's program, or have access to a complete archive of Sonic Daydream podcasts, dial your web browser to sonicdaydream.blogspot.com. And while you're there, throw old Tom D a bone and leave a comment and share your thoughts, or just say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Please be sure and come back next time when we continue our musical excursion to the wonderful land of Oz. Before we go, it looks like we've got time for one more song. So I'm going to leave you with a 1979 track by the Slugfuckers called Cacophony. Until next time, this is your old pal Tom D saying, catch you on the flip side.